Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to an encore presentation of Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show, and join us next week for a brand new episode.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
The OJ's biggest hit, that is Love Train. You're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. And this episode is songs that are 50 years old. Yes, all of these songs came out in the early 70s and are all part of the fabric of popular culture as we know it today. Love Train hit number one on the charts and was there for a couple weeks. The OJ's are certainly one of those groups that you got to check out if you're into that funk, soul, R&B scene of the 70s. Another band that fits into that genre, but also is partially outside of it, a little bit of rock and roll too in their vibe, War. We've got the Cisco Kid coming up, a song actually written about a TV show and the story of a Mexican cowboy. Willie Mitchell, Call of the Moose, will be also coming up on the Jukebox show here. This particular song was released back in the early 70s and is now on a collection of songs called Native North America Volume 1, and it has been recognized by the Grammys. Willie Mitchell was born in New York State and is of Mohawk and Algonquin descent, and here he is. He's coming up on the show with a song called Call the Moose. Before that, we've got Gladys Knight and the Pips with Midnight Train to Georgia, a great song that I remember listening to growing up. In 1999, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. We also have something from one of the most influential artists of the 20th century. Although he was only in the public eye for about 5 years, so half a decade, Jimi Hendrix is still considered one of the greatest guitar players and writers of all time. Here's a song that doesn't get a lot of airplay, but a song that I really dig. It's called Bleeding Heart. This is Jimi Hendrix on the Jukebox.
He left behind. This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
The name of the song is Call of the Moose. Waterfall begging for another day, and I listen to an eagle cry dying high in the sky, and I listen to the call of the moose and she lays down to die. Don't you know we gotta let him be? Don't you know, can't you see? And I listen to the man of the law, I listen to his way, and I listen to a crack of a gun, and I'm the one that had to pay. And I listen to the Ojibwe chant and to the drumming of the Cree, and I listen to the cry of the people dying of mercury. Don't you know we gotta let 'em be? Don't you know, can't you see? Don't you know we gotta let 'em be? Let 'em be. Listen to a whippoorwill, the crickets are all in tune, and I listen to a dying tree and to the whistling of a loon, and I listen to a howling wolf echo throughout the night, and I listen to a bark of a seal and he's just a buddy sight. Don't you know you gotta let him be? Don't you know, can't you see? Don't you know gotta let him be? Don't you know, can't you see?
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The fantastic soulful rock vibes of the Doobie Brothers and China Groove. How you doing? This is the Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show and our episode on songs that have just turned 50. I am your host, Julian Taylor, and we've got more music coming up on the show for you. We have something from Lighthouse, a tune called Pretty Lady. They were just inducted into the SoCan Songwriting Hall of Fame and are a very celebrated Canadian group, winning a couple Junos of their own and certainly touring around the world, making a lot of noise and making a lot of people very happy. They're coming up on the show. Music from a very interesting artist from Chesterfield Inlet in Northwest Territories, Alexis Utenax, and a song that we would like to bring you from the north. He has played at numerous concerts over the years, including Nunavut, Yellowknife, Toronto, and Ottawa, and currently lives in Baker Lake. Enjoy these vibes from Alexis Utenax on the Jukebox.
Makai bigi balauk tabun umayu ka umnilman nani likia kilipan ikaliak bibinipun ikalu ka umnilman nani likia kilipan likiksati kayong naksibong ipuiduli tagbadulitun kain nangidun makai bigi balauk tabun umayu kaum ningman nani likia kilipan ikalia bibinir pun ikalu kaum ningman nani likia kilipan likik sa ting kayong naksibong ipuituli tagbadulitun kain nangitun
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
The birds sing. Chauvin's James Bay.
You're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. That is Lloyd Chichu and a tune called James Bay. Now, this is a song that is very old and probably not heard by very many people, but appears on what I discussed earlier, the Native North America Volume 1. Remember that record? It includes tons of music from Native Americans who did not get the exposure that they deserved back in the day. And this particular Volume 1 has been recognized by the Recording Academy, which is very exciting. I am very happy that these artists are getting their due. Before that, Styx with Lady, a song that originally didn't really do very well, but eventually reached number 6 on the top 40 charts. Obviously, Styx is still around and touring and is now fronted by one of Canada's favorite sons, Larry Gowan. I played this song last week, but it's so darn good that it can be played again, and it is also turning 50 years old. It appears on the compilation that I discuss. It also is on Willie Thrasher's 1981 album, Spirit Child. From Northwest Territories, this is a tune called We Got to Take You Higher by the incomparable Willie Thrasher.
You can sing along, 'cause it's the only way to say we'll be one someday. We got to take you higher. We got to take you higher. Doing this Native song. We got to take you higher. Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. Stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do. Thank you.
That is Space Odyssey from David Bowie and his debut record, which was the same title, Space Odyssey. Originally, it was called David Bowie, but they changed the title. I'm glad they did because I think people needed to figure out just how this man came down to Earth to greet us and explore this wonderful dream of music that he shared with us for so long. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. How you doing? I hope you're enjoying our episode, Songs That Turn 50, this year. And all of the music that we're playing is released from the early 70s. We have a tune coming up on the show from David Campbell. The song is called Sky Man and the Moon. This also appears on the Native North American Volume 1, released by Lighthouse Records, giving a lot of props to musicians and indigenous artists and songwriters who had not necessarily had it in the past. And it's very interesting to hear these works because they are wonderful works that should have been played a long time ago and would have helped change the zeitgeist, I'm sure of that. Benny of the Jets, Elton John, nothing really needs to be said about this song except it's a live version that went straight up the charts, which is very exciting. And the lyrics were basically trying to get into that R&B vibe that had happened in the early 60s in America. Eric Landry, a song called Out of the Blue, is a beautiful song, and it is one of those songs that really tells the tale of how settlers came to be part of Turtle Island and what it really meant to the people originally living here. Thank you.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Northern Lights, they call you, but what do they know? They lost your story when they started taking long ago. And the black cloud in the sky now is all they really have to show. Skyman and moon, Skyman and moon. The northern night by, dance man in the sky. Her name is Moon, she must play, but she'll come to you someday in the night. She'll come to you someday. Riding on a wheel of fire, you ride the sky till your silver stallion can't go higher. Doing wheels and turns just to please your heart's desire. Skyman and the moon, Skyman and the moon. Dance the northern night by.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.